The views and opinions on this show are those of the sponsor, Janathan's Flooring and Construction.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. It's Wednesday. It's Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. We built this city with Janathan's Flooring Construction. That's what we did.
That's right.
Janathan Cook is here in the studio this morning. Good morning, Janathan. How are you?
Good morning, Meg. So I'm Janathan Cook with Janathan's Construction and Flooring, and I'm looking forward to having a good conversation today. Anything construction or flooring related, feel free to give me a call and we'll go over it with you, and let's have a good show today.
Absolutely. That's what Pep Talk's all about. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel, and Janathan is our expert on flooring and construction. How many years have you been doing this, sir?
Oh, so I started my business in 2005, so I would say September would be 21 years.
Wow.
But I worked with my dad before that.
Okay.
Well, so I've been doing it my whole life.
Yeah, I tell you, he only looks 21 to me, but but he definitely has the experience.
I wish.
If you have a question for Janathan, 850-437-1620, text it on in. We'll be looking at them throughout the show. We've covered a bunch of topics since you started. This has been a fairly new show for Pep Talks. I'm very excited about it.
And if you don't have time to call in today, then feel free to call our office and ask for me, and I'll answer any questions there too. And that's 850-332-5905. And like I said, feel free to give us a call anytime.
Okay, well, there's a whole list of things that you do. So maybe while we're waiting for folks to text in, talk a little bit about all the different things you do. I mean, one of the things I think is great is you offer free estimates,
right?
Which is really important.
Yeah, and so a lot of people get that wrong, but it's 100% free estimate. And I have a lot of people that will tell me, they're say, hey, you know, I want to call and schedule an estimate, but I'm not ready to do it. And we don't mind that. We don't mind that at all. I tell people all the time, look, all I do all day Tuesday and Thursday is estimates. And mm-hmm. I can do anywhere between 12 and 18 a day. So if I've only got 8 or 9 estimates for the day, I don't mind you just calling just to have me come out and look at it, because it's time that fills up my day anyways, you know. And then it kind of gives you an idea of like, hey, okay, this is what it would cost even if you're not ready to do it, but you can start planning for it in the future. Or even, you know, like I said, we have financing too.
Okay. Well, we've already got the questions rolling, so this is great. 850-437-1620. If you have a question for Janathan, here's the first one of the day. I'm wanting to remodel my home, paint floors and cabinets, trim, etc. What is the best order to complete these items?
Ooh, so I'd say the best order, obviously, you're going to do your demo first. I like to get any demo done, any sheetrock work done. So if we're going to move any walls, do any sheetrock, I like to get that done because it's going to sand and make mess texturing, get that out of there, paint, trim, then cabinets, then floors. Some people will put the floor in first and then cabinets. I don't like putting the floor under the cabinets if it's like a vinyl plank or something that needs to expand and contract, because the weight of the cabinets with granite countertops sometimes can stop the floor from being able to grow and expand and contract and actually cause problems down the road.
Oh my goodness, I wouldn't even think about that.
Right, so if you're doing like ceramic tile, I always put it underneath cabinets. If you're doing a floating locking floor, I put the cabinets in first.
Wow. Okay. Definitely the expert in the house. Yeah. All right. We've got another question for you. A little bit along that lines. How do I pull up tile so that I can put down flooring? I don't want to put new flooring on top of the tile. He wants to put new flooring down, he or she.
Well, I commend him for that, because it is a much better job just going to pull it up. And a lot of people will go over the top of it, but I do think that it's better just to pull it up and start back with a good slab. There's not really any good way to do it other than just chipping hammers. We use chipping hammers, and then we just grind the slab down to remove the thin set. It's not complicated. It's just a lot of physical work.
How long does it take, Janathan, to do that?
So, you know, if it was just like a kitchen, like a 10 by 10, we get it done in a day.
Gosh, that's amazing.
But that would be all day doing it. You know, if mm-hmm. people call and they have a whole house of tile, we could easily spend a week, 10 days doing the demo and prepping the slab properly. So I'd say about 7-8 days to do a whole house.
And it's probably hard to estimate, because I guess you would have to look at a specific house, but
not
what's
really
the price range on that kind of thing?
No, we charge $4 a square foot. take tile up. So all I'm looking at is I'm just measuring. Just measuring square foot. Everybody gets the same price, $4 a square foot. If it's hardwood flooring, you're looking at $4.50 a square foot. Hardwood is actually worse to take up than tile. It's a lot harder.
Interesting.
The glue they put it down with really holds it down good.
And a lot of these old homes, I would imagine.
Yes, and I used to do it for like $3 a square foot, and I keep going up on the price because we don't make any money off of it no matter what we charge. Mm-hmm. I could charge $5 a square foot, and as long as it takes us to do it, we don't make any profit on it. But we just get them out so we can sell new floors.
Well, speaking of floors, you've talked quite a bit about vinyl planking.
That's true.
And explain what that is, because some people aren't familiar with that.
Well, so basically it's going to be like what we used to think of like a laminate flooring, like a click lock floating wood look flooring. The difference in it is the old laminate flooring would have like a press board core. So it's mm-hmm. basically like sawdust compressed together. And if it got wet, it would swell up, come apart. You know, things like that, opposed to the vinyl, the core that it's made out of. There's two different ways you can get it. You can get an SPC, which is stone and plastic composite core. So it's stone shavings and plastic, or you can get a WCP, which is a wood and plastic core. So it's basically like wood shavings and PVC plastic. But the upside to that is, like we all know, plastic, water's not going to ruin plastic. So if it gets wet or you mop it or you have pets or even if you were to get flooded, say, in a hurricane, which I see a lot of that. And people always ask, like, if my house got flooded, would the floors be okay? And realistically, the floors would not be damaged. But in most cases, we end up taking them out because the water gets under it. And then we have to clean and get all, you know, make sure it doesn't mold and things like that. So the reality is, like, if your house was to be submerged in water, the floors aren't going to be ruined. But while all the water getting under it, you're probably going to have to take the floors out anyways.
Well, I imagine it's a better choice too for Florida and our humidity.
It is. You know, we've had some manufacturers like U.S. Floors, they've dropped bamboo in our area altogether. We used to be able to sell bamboo flooring, but not anymore. There's a couple that still sell it here, but the majority of the factories have got away from it because of the humidity and just problems with the moisture content in our air.
Yeah. Okay, well, we got a couple more texts coming in. So this one's a good one. It says, Jonathan and his crews are awesome. They redid my whole house last year, and I was able to sell it for way more than I ever thought. Can't say enough good things about him. Thank you for that comment. Yeah. That's great to hear.
I guess there's not a question there, but I appreciate the comment.
Well, now we got some more questions. Okay. So you're not off the hook yet. I have a 2,100-square-foot home. How long would an install take for vinyl plank? And then a second question, is there a brand of vinyl that is best?
So as far as best, I would say all factories, you know, it's like any product, going to have good, better, and worse, you know. So, I mean, you're going to start at a 2 millimeter and go to an 8 millimeter for thickness, 5.5 millimeter wear layer to a 20 millimeter. I personally like selling Southwind's products because I get a better deal from them. And if I buy but to be clear, if I buy an 8 millimeter Southwind or an 8 millimeter Shaw, in quality, they're the same. You know, so most of it's being made overseas, and most of it's going to be the same quality as far as, but you could go to a Shaw product and get a 2 millimeter that's, in my opinion, is not very good. And you could do the same thing with Southwind. You know, so as long as you're buying a good 5 millimeter or better, and it's got a good wear layer, brand really doesn't matter. I will say some of the bigger name brands like Shaw and Mohawk sometimes are a little bit more because you're paying for that name brand. But as far as quality, it's not really much difference in them. And then as far as install, we usually can do about 400 to 500 square feet a day, realistically, if somebody's living there. So you think 2,100 square foot, you're probably looking at 4 days. Okay. That's probably realistic. I would say we'd get it done in two, but it's not realistic.
Wow. Okay. So we're talking with Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Flooring and Jonathan's Construction. If you've got a question, this is the expert panel. That's what it's all about. 850-437-1620. Got another one coming in. Do you do bathroom tile work?
We do. So most of the ceramic tile we do, or porcelain tile, I say, is usually bathrooms and kitchens. We do some whole house porcelain tile, like out on the beach areas and condos and things like that. Mm-hmm. But the majority of the tile work we see come in usually is kitchen and bathrooms. And we have a crew that does nothing but that. That's all they do. Kitchen and bathrooms. In fact, they're doing one today on Scenic Highway, and that's all they do. So.
And you've said before that you have people that are specialists within your crews.
That's true, yeah. Yeah, I have one guy in particular that does bathrooms, and he's been with me a long time, and that's all he does is bathrooms.
That's great. All right, talking with Jonathan Cook. Got another question here. Back to the vinyl planking. Does vinyl planking hold up well to scratching? I love this question. I have a couple of big dogs, and they run around. I can hear it right now in my head. Then they run around and scratch up my wooden floors with their nails.
So a couple things about that. That's where you're looking at the quality. So when I talk about the wear layer, you're mm-hmm. going to start at a 0.5 and go to a 20 millimeter. That's how much acrylic is put on top of the plank to stop it from getting scratched.
Oh,
so like if you had hardwood floors, how much shellac they put on it is same basic concept. How much finish is on there before it gets to the product itself to scratch it. So that's one thing. You want to look for a good 20 millimeter wear layer, and that's going to help reduce the scratches. The second thing, I always tell people if they got like big dogs or a lot of animals, mm-hmm. Look at the pattern of the plank you're buying. If you get something that's got a variation to it, say like, you know, it's got a few different colors in it and even some white in it, if it does get scratched, you're not going to notice it. If you get something that's more of a solid, like say a dark brown, mm-hmm. and it's no variation in the floor, and you get a white scratch on it, you're going to see it.
Everyone,
yes.
Right, every single one.
So get something with a good variation, and then it will hold up with pets really good.
Okay, talking with Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring and 850-437-1620. More questions coming in, Jonathan. You're popular today.
Okay,
here we go. I have an older home. Oh, here we go. I have an older home with cedar siding on it that has weather damage and wood rot. I don't want to replace the whole house. Is there an option to just replace the one side and can we make it match?
Yes, absolutely. In fact, we're doing a duplex on Creighton Road right now. A lot that's cedar siding. You see a lot of the older cedar out there. Mm-hmm. So you can go to the building supply place on, it's on the Palafox right there, or Pensacola Boulevard, where Pensacola Boulevard becomes Palafox, mm-hmm. right next to Brentwood Elementary. They carry cedar siding there. So we can get 8-inch cedar lap siding, rough cut cedar 2x4s, and patch it. So if it's just one side, I would do that. If you're doing the whole thing, it's probably not worth buying cedar to redo the whole house. But if you're just patching it, we get it there all the time to patch cedar.
So you do the outside as well as inside?
Yes. They even do. They even have 1/4-inch cedar plywood for doing soffit if you want your soffit to match, you know, if you have a rotted piece of soffit. Because a lot of the older houses would have cedar on the soffit, the fascia, the siding, and the corners. Mm-hmm. But they carry all of it there. And it's a local company in stock and ready to go, and you can get it anytime.
It's so interesting. We have such a variety of homes here. And now that you've been on the show, I've been looking more at homes. It's like on the Garden Line days, I look more at flowers.
Right.
And the landscaping. But I was noticing recently, it was interesting, in a neighborhood, so you had the older homes, which had the wood outside. Mm-hmm. But I've also been seeing quite the trend of this sort of, it looks like the fake siding, the plastic siding. What do you think about all those different choices when people are thinking about improving a home or upgrading it?
It's true. And even building, you know, mm-hmm. For builders, it's always something that you have to weigh out, because you have the plastic, which is really vinyl siding.
Mm-hmm.
And vinyl siding is probably known as a cheaper siding, but they've come a long way. I mean, we got vinyl siding that looks reverse board and batten. We've got shake vinyl. So we have much better quality vinyl siding. And the biggest problem with the siding is the vinyl is the sun. Dries mm-hmm. it out, dry rots it over time. So they've improved on that a lot. But then you have a lot of wood siding. And now you got hardy board that looks like wood that's really replacing
them. I've seen a lot of that recently.
So that's what's most popular, is the hardy board.
Is it more durable and long-lasting? What is the best choice, would you say?
So just like I was talking about the vinyl plank that's an SPC core, stone and plastic composite core, mm-hmm. same thing with hardy board. So it's a stone and wood shaving composite board. So hardy board is made with stone shaving. So it's supposed to not rot or termite damage, or it holds up to weather better. It really is a good product, but it is much more expensive mm-hmm. To do your whole house with hardy board than vinyl siding, which is because otherwise people would be like, why are we not using hardy board everywhere? Well, because it is a lot more expensive. I'd say twice as much as vinyl siding, at least.
But would it be worth it in the long run?
If you're going to stay there a long time, if it was my house and I was going to live there for a long time, yes, because it's never going to rot. You think about just termites and rot, and like you said, all the humidity and moisture mm-hmm. we have in the air here, hardy board is definitely a good option for our area.
Well, I have a friend that's actually renovating their home on their own. They're doing it themselves, and it's been a long project. Right. I have a feeling if they hired you, it would go much quicker.
It probably would.
But they're working on their front porch. It's an older home, so there's brick, and then they have a crawl space underneath. And I think they're running into trouble now supporting the porch with the brick and trying to figure all that out. Do you do things like that, too, in terms of remodeling, like a front porch and renovating?
We did one down there in Gregory Street. There's an older house in the historical district, and we had to order 2-inch tongue and groove to put back on the porch, because it had a crawl space so that it would match the older historical houses. And then actually we patched siding on that house, and we had to make the siding ourselves.
Really?
Because the older ones are like, it looks like a 1x6 if you just stand there and look at it. Uh-huh. But when you actually take it off, it's only a 1/2 inch thick. And the 1x6s we get are 3/4 inch thick. So we had to buy 1x6s and then plane them down to get them down to a 1/2 inch. Because, in the historical district, we have to put it back the same way, or we have to give them a plan or a reason why we're not. Mm-hmm. So if we can make it, then we can't justify saying, oh, we got to replace it all. We just got to make it.
Wow.
So every house is different, and that's something that we're always up to the challenge to look at.
That may be where the expression "the devil's in the details" comes from.
Yes.
Okay, got another question. This is from our friend Paul with Blue Sky Landscape. He wants to know, does he have a designer on staff?
So it's funny, he probably doesn't remember, but I've met Paul before.
Oh, okay.
When I opened my store, I'm pretty sure it was Paul that I met, but I called someone from Blue Sky because they're down the road from me, and had them come look at landscaping in front of my store, and so I ended up doing it myself because I didn't have the extra money at the time.
Right?
I spent so much over my store, I really didn't have the extra money to hire a landscaper. But Blue Sky seemed like they would have done a good job had I hired them, but I didn't hire them. But when it comes to designing, honestly, most of it I do myself. I enjoy doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So most of my designs I do myself. And then, sometimes I'll go out to estimates and people will say, hey, I have an architect and this is the design I want. And then I'm like, okay, I can follow that plan and do that.
Mm-hmm.
But if they haven't done that and they're just want ideas, and I'll sit there and bounce ideas off them and come up with something with them. Now if it's like a designing a new build or addition, then I'd say go hire an architect and I'll refer you to somebody. But if it's just like kitchen or bathroom remodel, paint colors, trim, most of that stuff I can usually talk with them and we can come up with a plan together.
And I believe you have a showroom where someone can come in and look?
We do. It's right down the road from Blue Sky. It's on Old Palafox. So it's 9320 North Palafox, 1 block south of 9 Mile Road. So if you're coming down Old Palafox right before you get to 9 Mile, we're right there on the right-hand side.
Okay, and while we're at it, what's your phone number and your website, too?
So it's 850-332-5905. You can hit us up on Facebook at Jonathan's Construction and Flooring, or jonathansflooring.com is our website.
Okay, got another question for you, Jonathan.
Okay.
I see you recently advertised your LVP is still at pre-tariffs price. Is that true? And can I just buy my flooring from you and do my own installation?
Yes. So so I saw this tariff stuff coming, and I was a believer that Trump would probably come around and figure something out. So we pre-ordered about 4 months worth of supply to hold us over, because we don't want to pay a 200% tariff or 125%, whatever it is. I don't know exactly what it is. But so we ordered a 4-month supply that we already have in our warehouse in Georgia.
So that way
we don't have to
worry
about.
That was smart.
Yes. but, and obviously, with that being said, if something doesn't happen in the next 4 months, then, we would have to look at price increases from tariffs. But with the markets already slowed down a little bit and so much uncertainty in the market, last thing I want to do is raise prices.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's a way that we can invest a little bit and be like, all right, let's get a few months inventory and have it sitting here and keep prices stable, that's where I want to be at.
That's really smart. And I know that your clients will be very grateful for that move, too.
And if we, based off what we pay for, it's what we're going to sell it for. So if we didn't pay a tariff on it, we're not charging you one on it.
That's great. So that's a great answer to that question. Okay, another question has come in. 850-437-1620 if you have a question for Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Flooring and Jonathan's Construction. It says, does Jonathan do add-on rooms or convert garages to small apartments? Ooh, that's a great question.
Yeah, so we have done a lot of, garages that have been converted. Additions, we have done a couple additions. It just depends on how busy we are, if we have time to do it or not, because we do specialize in remodeling, even though we are licensed to do additions. So I always refer people and they call for additions, I refer them to an architect, say, hey, get a set of plans drawn up. If you had a set of plans, I'll price it out for you. And I do know a couple other builders that if we're too busy, I can say, hey, you know, call this guy. They're a good builder. So a lot of times you can call and we'll take a look at it. I'm not promising that we will do it, but we will look at it. When it comes to a garage conversion, that's something that we do because mm-hmm. we're not adding square foot. We're just converting square foot, and remodel is right up our alley what we do.
Okay, so. That sounds great. So you need to call Jonathan at what number?
850-332-5905.
Okay, Paul responded to your response. I guess He knows you too. And he said, LOL. And he said, cool, I need the design help.
Okay, all right.
So I guess he'll be calling you soon for the designer help.
I'll come out and check it out.
Okay. Okay, someone else is texting in. I'm old-fashioned. I don't like tile or wood floors. Do you do carpet?
We do. We do carpet. in fact, you'd be surprised how many people still get carpet, mostly in the bedrooms, because some people will say, I don't want to step out of bed onto like a cold tile floor or even an LVP floor. And they say carpet's more comfortable just walking on and warmth and things like that. So we're seeing a lot of people will do carpet in the bedrooms. A lot of builders still do carpet in the bedrooms.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty common. And we have a couple guys that do nothing but carpet. I mentioned him one time before, but we got Harry. He's been with us a long time. And he pretty much just does carpet all the time. He does most of our carpet.
What is the? I think one of the things about carpet for me is I love floors, hardwood floors, because I can just sweep up the dirt and debris and stuff. And carpeting, you have to get a vacuum. It gets more complicated.
True.
Are there more modern versions? I'm sure the answer is yes, but of more modern version carpets that stay cleaner a little longer?
Yeah. So we have Stainmaster carpet. And what you're looking for in carpet is when you step on the carpet, you want it to spring back up.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people think that's the carpet, but it's really the pad that's under it.
Oh.
If you put a good pad under, it's going to help the carpet spring back up.
Okay.
When the carpet lays down and doesn't spring back up, that's when it starts getting matted down.
Yes.
And you really start seeing those walk and wear patterns
mm-hmm.
in it. So picking a good carpet is important, but picking a decent pad is just as important,
okay.
if not maybe more important.
Interesting.
But we do have Stainmaster carpet so it's basically coated with mm-hmm. a sealer, so the stain doesn't stick into it, so it will still get on it, but if you clean it, it will come out. So carpet has come a long way from what it used to be.
You're probably too young to remember shag carpeting.
Well, so my dad actually was a carpet installer. So
really?
that's what he did before he started remodeling. He was a carpet installer. So we would travel. We were on the road doing hotels and things like that.
Oh,
him and
goodness.
My mom. So they were a team. They were a carpet install team.
No kidding.
And then all of us kids would go with him.
Uh-huh.
He would always say if he can't bring his kids, he's not taking the job. And so he did a bunch of hotels and commercial jobs, and we would go with him, and we'd be picking up carpet the whole time.
Oh, how
that's
funny.
Back in the late 80s when you could bring your kids onto a hotel and put carpet in. It wasn't a big deal.
Right.
Nowadays
labor
you
laws.
Could. Right. Nowadays you can't get away with
restrictions.
That.
Restrictions. Okay. We got another question here. It says, I have kids. I have a bathroom. What's the best? So most of the time when they basically take showers and baths, there's water all over the floor. What kind of flooring should I have for my kids'
bathroom? It's not just your kids. That's pretty much everybody, including my kids.
Adults too, yes.
So I would probably say tell them dry off in the tub. No, I'm just playing.
Well, good luck with that.
But probably tile. I mean, tile would be good. LVP would still hold up just
really?
Fine. It would, because it's waterproof. So in a situation like that, especially bathrooms, it's important to put like shoe molding around it and maybe shoe molding at the tub and then seal it with a silicone, because as long as water doesn't get under it, I mean, it just dries up just fine.
Mm-hmm.
So you can do a good LVP, or you can do or ceramic or porcelain tile. I always think porcelain's nice in the bathrooms, especially if you do like a tile enclosure around the shower or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Matches. I think that comes out nice.
Are people still doing those old-fashioned enclosures? You remember the plastic? They were like walls of the tub.
Yeah. I mean, it's called a fiberglass enclosure, three-piece fiberglass enclosure.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised how many new builds have them.
Really?
I know. Like if I do one, I want to put a nice tile enclosure in mine.
Mm-hmm.
So anytime I build something, that's what I do. But I go and put floors in a lot of new builds, and I'll see fiberglass enclosures in there. It's still pretty common.
Oh, that's interesting. Well, now we're on the tub conversation, because
right.
I really want a hot tub in my bathroom. Not one outside, but I'd like to get the jets.
So you need a jacuzzi tub. Then.
Yes, that's what it is. That's what it is. You do those?
So we have a plumber we work with.
Okay.
So, you know, because obviously we do bathroom remodels.
Sure.
And so absolutely do jacuzzi tubs. And then we'll just have our plumber come in and plumb it in, and then we tile around it. Or sometimes if it's just a freestanding tub, you may not even have to tile around it.
Wow. Okay. We have covered the gamut of conversation of different topics here. Here's another question. I have a small LVP repair. Could you help?
We can do small. In fact, I just looked at one yesterday. A guy had taken a wall out because his refrigerator wouldn't fit. Mm-hmm. And he's got two pieces. The only problem with it is like I was explaining to him, we have to pull it up from the wall. Realistically, to do a good patch, we need to pull it up from a wall and then fix those pieces, lay it back down. So in his case, it was taking the whole kitchen out.
Wow.
And I'll just say, I remember his estimate was like $570. That was taking the kitchen up, replacing those two pieces. He had the flooring himself, laying his floor back down. So it was a day's labor for two guys.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty reasonable, though.
I think it is. You know, it's not, I'm not saying it's cheap. But it's also reasonable work. It's affordable.
Well, you want it done right.
Right.
And when you try to do it yourself, a lot of times your intentions are good, but you're not going to know all
True.
The things that you know with 20 plus years
yes,
of experience.
Yes, and I don't have guys I'm going to send out there and they're going to do it for $50. Because mm-hmm. people ask me, like, you don't have somebody that wants to do it on the side? No, I don't, you know.
Right.
But I'll get you a reasonable price.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be an arm and a leg, you know.
Well, we've done good this morning. We've gotten to all of our questions, and they sure was a bunch of them. We've only got about a minute, 30 seconds, a minute left. You want to give, I guess, your information so people can contact you if they have other questions or maybe want your services.
Right. So we do flooring, obviously. We do whole house renovations and remodels and flips, interior, exterior, and painting. You can contact us at 850-332-5905. You can come by our showroom, chat with somebody there, or you can look us up on Facebook at Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. Or just look at one of our billboards around the city and Google me.
There you go. Thank you. We've been talking with Jonathan Cook. He is the owner of Jonathan's Flooring and Construction. Check it out. Call them. Get an estimate.
All right. Thanks for having me, Meg.